Hello all, this is JC3 from Is This Real? Do you want to start your own podcast? Then look no further than Buzzsprout.com. We here at Green Hour Media use Buzzsprout, and we love the team at Buzzsprout. They are all about helping you succeed. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Follow the link in our show notes to let Buzzsprout know that we sent you. It gets you a $20 paid Amazon gift card if you sign up with a paid plan and helps support our show. Join us and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout.com to get your message out to the world.
From the Keith Vincent Kayla Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Hour Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, the ghost of the Queen Mary. What's going on the Queen Mary? And now your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout.
AdamandEve.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode.
The first one I've done that.
As you heard Big Joe say at the beginning, we are talking about the Queen Mary ghost ship. It is a cruise ship.
It was a cruise ship.
I mean, it still is a ship. It's floating on water still.
Yeah, isn't it San Diego?
Yeah, I think it's still in San Diego. So, but yes, in the booth tonight, it was a short booth tonight. Small booth. You have Big Joe. You heard him.
Hello, say everybody. Hello. Welcome to our program.
You have the Mr. West himself. Mr. West. Mr. West is in the building.
Okonbawa.
And I'm JC3. And that's all we got tonight.
That's all, folks.
For the season 11 finale, this is all we have.
You know what? And we're going to go out with a bang because you know what? This is when you put the three.
We're going to kamikaze
right now.
We're not going to kamikaze.
Had been here consistently from the door, and that's what we're going to go with.
I know we're not talking about. I know we're talking about a World War II ship, but we're not going
to. I am not. I am volunteering to not kamikaze. I know I said konbawa, but I'm not doing that.
All right, so the Queen Mary ghost ship. Let's just put it like this, Dad. I know you're probably around when it was built, so I'm going to go to Eric over here, Mr. West. When have you ever heard of the Queen Mary ghost ship?
Right now, it looks like the Titanic, actually.
It does look like the Titanic. It's that type of ship, that
luxury liner.
Luxury liner.
So,
all right, Dan.
So So what makes this thing so famous? Did this thing like sink or what the fuck happened?
Well, we're gonna get into it, but let's, Dan, when's the first time you heard about the Queen Mary?
I actually was watching a show, I guess a couple years ago, with Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know if you guys might be too young for that. I don't know. No, but he used to have a show where he'd come on.
Is it on the Sci-Fi Channel?
No, I think it was on Channel 4 back in the day. I'm talking about like the early 80s now. You guys were not even...
You guys weren't
even swimming in your father's nutsack yet.
Eric's consciousness was somewhere else.
Listen, man. You don't know my story. You don't know my story. You don't know the things that I've seen.
At 28?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, you could see everything you want.
I don't know,
but
man.
But prior to 28 years,
just
you weren't
about
here.
This, man. I mean, we've been through 9/11. We've been through a war. We've been through a depression. We've been through
a few wars, actually.
Well, you know what? Like, you guys have seen a lot.
A pandemic.
Inflation.
You were never through a pandemic.
Yes, I was. I was through the latest pandemic. Please, believe me. I was through a pandemic. And I got half my family in the graveyard to prove it.
Anyway, all right. So continue, Dad.
Wow, went dark real quick.
It's a retired ocean liner. It was built in 1936. It was owned by the Cunard White
Who?
Line. Cunard. Cunard, whatever.
Nard Line.
It was port of registry. It was Liverpool, England. The route was Southampton, New York. It was always transatlantic. And... it made her maiden voyage on the 27th of May, 1936, and won the Blue Ribbon that August. She lost the title to SS Normandy in 1937 and recaptured in 1938.
Well, let's just talk about what this ship had on it for its heyday, all right?
Go ahead.
Exquisite dining room, swimming pools, daily radio broadcasts, a kennel for the passenger's dog, a children's nursery, and a hospital. And apparently she was fast. Top speed of 32 knots. She could travel from New England.
Was that like 15 miles an hour?
32 knots?
I'm not really sure.
No, I think it's more like it's ocean speed. I don't know what 32 knots. But let's just put it like this. She can make it from England to New York in 4 days.
I got you right now.
Which is pretty fucking fast in my book.
It's actually
36 miles an 30, hour.
Yeah. So
that's actually quite impressive for a ship that big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 36 miles an hour. That's pretty fast. That's pretty fucking fast.
Cunard had gone broke during the Great. This is their parent company. Had gone broke during the Great Depression, and White Star Line was still scared by the Titanic and Britannica. Their fates rested on the Mary. It seemed the lucky day. The RMS Queen dominated transatlantic travel, holding, you said, the blue ribboned from 38 to 52, and welcoming celebrities, politicians, even royalty. At the outbreak of World War II, the famed ocean liner became a military transport ship, hauling between 5,000 and 15,000 soldiers across the world. And that's when things turned dark.
I was going to say, like, so this is, like, a really, really nice ship. What the fuck makes this thing so spooky?
Well, let's just put it like this. Death aboard the Queen Mary. At least 47 people died on the Queen Mary during her time at sea. A young crew member named John Petter was crushed by a door during emergency drill. It was just a fucking drill. It wasn't even, like, a real emergency. It was like being, like, trampled during a fire drill.
Oh, my gosh.
In school, you know. Another died after drinking gin that turned out to be cleaning fluid. The rest died of natural causes. That's what the official records say.
Right.
But hundreds of others are said to have died, or at least at the hands of the Queen Mary prior to her retirement. In 1939, the ship was drafted to military service. Britain believed her size and speed would keep her safe from German U-boats, and they were right. It's rumored that Adolf Hitler offered $250,000 reward to any submarine captain who could successfully sink her as. So Adolf was like, yes, get him.
I will put a bounty on
the ship.
I will put a bounty on the ship.
But $250,000 in 1940? That's like $750 now, isn't it?
What year?
1939.
It's a million at this point.
You think it's a million?
Yeah.
1939 money.
Wow. But the Queen Mary's efficiency came back at a cost. She was pushed to her limit, often cramming 15,000 soldiers into spaces designed for 2,200 passengers, Ooh, that's a lot.
$250,000 in 1939 is worth $5,533,651 in eight cents today. So it's a he was placing a pretty
hefty $10 million.
He was offering a pretty hefty bounty for that shift.
Yeah, it got a little crazy because again, you're already what's the ship that sunk?
Titanic.
You're Britannica. You're after the Titanic.
Well, you're almost 20 years after the Titanic.
Well, I mean, right. So then again, don't forget what happened.
Not to cut you off. Prior to that, wasn't there like a famous ship that the German U-boat sank that like kind of started a bunch of this shit?
I believe that was a Lusitania. I could be wrong, but you got to understand something. Hitler needed to be number one on everything he did, and at the time, anything that rivaled his Zeppelins, you know, the Hindenburg, anything that rivaled what the Nazis were doing was going to be it's going to be stuck in his craw. He didn't want that to happen. So yeah, she's already pushed. They're post the sinking of the Titanic.
Yeah.
So,
she was stripped of her fine decor and amenities in order to create more space. Her bright smokestacks were painted navy gray, and her portholes, not potholes, were blackened out and welded shut. The transformation earned her nickname Gray Ghost. Excuse me again, Jesus Christ. In the summer, soldiers slept shoulder to shoulder above deck and turns out sleeping in... and took turns sleeping in bunks below deck. The lack of airflow made the cabins suffocantly hot. Some soldiers died from heat exhaustion. Others jumped ship. The Mary was no longer a luxurious cruise ship. It was hell. Legends say staff went half crazy too. One rather gruesome rumor is that that galley crew locked the chef in his own oven one night, roasting him alive. Fuck in the oven.
So you got to think that maybe this thing was cursed at some point because
let's talk. Though there are no records of the chef's demise, there is substantial evidence that the Mary was responsible for deaths of over 300 men. In October of 1942, the famed ship accidentally collided with the HMS Curacao, a much smaller cruiser that was escorting her around the Irish coast. Excuse me. The Curacao was zigzagging in front of the Mary, hoping to throw off any potential missile attacks, when the 82,000-ton ship mistakenly plowed into it, breaking it in half. Some of the crew died instantly, others drowned or succumbed to hypothermia in the freezing water.
Yikes.
The Mary never stopped to rescue them, as it would have been compromised. It would have compromised the thousands of soldiers on board, and an estimated 329 men died as a result. The truth of what happened was sealed until the war ended 3 years later. By then, Queen Mary had undergone a 10-month renovation that erased any remnants of military life. Paintings, fine china, and Art Deco furniture were returned to the cabins and dining rooms. She was ready to dazzle the rich, famous, and powerful once again. But all the expensive decor in the world couldn't bury what happened during the war.
Yikes.
The ship is reportedly haunted by over 100 spirits.
that's 99 way too many.
Yeah, it's correct.
Dude, that's 100.
That's 99 way too many, dude. Yeah. That's a lot of spirits.
The most infamous being the spirit of stateroom B340.
340.
Where paranormal activity is so frequent and intense that some members of the crew refuse to go inside.
This thing never sunk?
No, it's actually the town of Long Beach, California, bought it as to make it a tourist attraction so people would come to their town and do whatever they want, you know, and make some money, I guess.
Well, I mean, of course it's going to be a tourist attraction. Like, if you most haunted thing, people are going to go after it. Like, everyone seems to have their own story about who haunts the room. In 1948, third class passenger named Walter J. Adamson mysteriously died there. it is his ghost that haunts this place, or was he killed by a ghost? Another theory claimed staff locked a man in his third class room after he murdered two women in 1960s. During the night, he began beating on the door, screaming to the guard outside the room that something was in the room with him. When they opened the door in the morning, they found his bloody, mangled body. He had been ripped apart. What the fuck?
I don't believe that at all. Sorry. I don't buy that. Ghosts aren't ripping people apart.
Demons are.
Demons are, but you know what? Has there ever been any report of demonic activity? Everything I've read, it's all about, you know, maybe one of the engineers that died.
There
Adamson.
Is a report, something that we'll talk about later. Okay. When the ship was tied in 1967, three third class rooms were combined to create a larger hotel room, B340. Not long after, guests began reporting odd things. One woman said she was woken up by the bed covers were ripped off of her in the middle of the night. She then saw a man looming over the end of her bed. Others heard phantom voices and complained that faucets turned on by themselves.
Mm-mm.
The ship received so many negative reports throughout the 1970s that B340 was closed to the public for over 30 years. It was reopened as a haunted attraction in 2018, though the key comes with a fierce warning. Even the current captain is too scared to enter. Other haunted areas include the former first-class swimming pool, boiler room number 4, and the doorway where John Petter was tragically crushed during an emergency drill.
I could believe that one.
What, that he's haunting?
He's hell yeah, bro! I'd haunt the shit out of that fucking spot.
Well, the swimming pool now is abandoned. They're actually restructuring it right now.
Reconstructing it.
Yeah,
they're gonna try their best to make this appeasing for people to come. Like, it's a haunted location now. Mm-hmm. It's a haunted attraction. So they're gonna sit there and try their best to sit. You know, make it nice looking. Be like, come on. Ooh.
Wait, are they trying to having any plans for this ship to like set sail again?
No, it is permanently docked.
Yeah,
that's it. But you know what? We're gonna get more about this when we come back from break, as we continue to talk about B340 and all these other ghosts. Like, we're gonna talk what happened in the pool area and what happened in the furnace area. And Eric, Mr. West, do you know apparently that there is a report on this ship about a portal to another dimension being opened? We're going to get into that after break. But please listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. We're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The Cryptid Collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Hour Media, then visit greenhourmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenhourmedia.org.
Welcome back as we continue to talk about the Queen Mary Ghost Ship in the season 11 finale.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple things to talk about. I previewed before. We're going to talk about the quote unquote portals to other dimensions on the Queen Mary Ghost Ship.
That's some fucked up shit.
Dad has. What do you have, Dad?
I got a couple things. I got boiler room number 4. I got hatch door number 13, to name a few. And I'll dig up a few more. But what I find interesting in all of this stuff is, you know, most hauntings you really don't get that specific. But in this one, they're actually bringing out a little girl. There's a little that runs amok in Boiler Room 4. She's seen with her, you know, with her little doll in her hand. She's sucking her thumb. I've also seen the fact that, I've seen the one in when she there's a couple of children that are in the pool area, and there's actually little imprints of feet in water that are like left on the sides of the pool when there's no water in the ship, you know. So that's, you know, like footprints made out of water. So that's wild. If in fact that really is, it just said when there's children involved, it drives me nuts. It really does.
Well, nuts in a way of like you're scared, or
nuts in a way where I feel bad for them because you know, do they really understand what's going on with them? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, again,
I get where you're coming from. Like. They're just wandering around thinking that like everything's normal. It's just like, oh, where's my mom? And you're just there, like, you're dead, bitch. What the fuck? It's like, you know, half their body discombobulated.
Why do you have to use the word bitch to describe a woman? Sorry, I just completely called you out there. My bad. yeah, that's an asshole thing to do. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. I guess I apologize to all the bitches out there in the world.
Yo, I'll be honest. I'm on the same website you are.
Fucking canceled yet? I swear to God.
Hey, you know what? Never
mind. Fuck it. Go out with a bang, right?
All right. So let's talk about these.
Don't talk to me about that.
So I'm just gonna give them a shout out because I think they're a very well sourced website. I know Eric's looking on it too. I go to whatculture.com. We're not sponsored by What Culture, but you know, I do like to give out sources and shout outs to these sources. I do want to talk about the portals to the other world because I think that's an interesting topic.
None.
Because do you believe in portals? Do you believe in portals as other dimensions?
Absolutely.
So no question. Do you believe that there's other dimensions other than the reality that we have?
Without question.
Okay. Eric, do you believe in portals to different dimensions?
Yes, because we have our physical realm and then we also have a spirit realm. And because there is a spirit realm, there has to be a means to access that through any means of a portal, gate, any type of door.
All right. I do believe in realms. I don't believe in like, okay, this is a different, I don't believe in the star portal, like, okay, you could walk through it. Like, our physical beings can't walk through a portal and be like, oh, look, I'm on Earth 306, you know? I do believe that there are different universes that, me and Anthony, the Pope, to you guys, me and the Pope talked about this, about Marvel, because they're kind of in that same realm of what they're doing right now in their movies.
Okay.
There's different universes in Marvel, you know, multi-universe, multi-whatever. And
The multiverse.
And what Anthony explained to me, which makes sense, he goes, two universes can be literally the exact same thing, but one little detail in that universe is different, and that's what makes it a different universe. You could have walked up, you could have woke up this morning, do exactly what you did, both exactly the same thing, and then when you left your door, you made a left, and the other universe you made a right. And then at that point, you know, that it's a different universe.
I not only believe in that, I believe that that's exactly how it goes. Because I don't think anywhere out there you're going to have two exact universes that are going to mirror each other, because there's no point.
So do you think in another universe I'm skinny?
What I do believe is you're going to have the same ones that are going to mirror each other.
And I'm fat.
But
and the other
completely ones. Opposite of what you're doing.
Let's go.
Kind of like looking in a mirror. When you look in a mirror, your right becomes your left. Your left becomes your right.
Oh, so you
think, so I believe you're looking into that dimension, and it's just the opposite of you.
You think a mirror is a portal to a different dimension?
I believe that mirror.
You
well,
think
mirrors,
it's a mirror to yourself?
That's something we haven't talked about on this
mirrors,
podcast.
Mirrors are
fucking creepy.
Mirrors
I don't
are
like
very
mirrors.
Dangerous.
I don't like mirrors.
Well, if you get it,
same thing with cameras. I don't like cameras either.
Yeah, if you get into a,
you went to school for cameras,
so.
If you get like mirrors,
we'll talk about mirrors in a different,
yeah,
and a different
it
time.
Dangerous.
I mean, let's talk about Queen. Okay, so let's get into the portals with Queen Mary. So what culture has said right here is like, we know portals to other universe, other worlds may sound straight out of an 80s horror movie, but we have multiple accounts of Queen Mary vortexes, small spots, on the ship that emit spectral energy. They are thought to be the spaces where the spirit world connects to the human world, where the ghosts come from back to our world. One of these vortexes is in the ship's boiler room, around where the remains of a worker named John Henry were once found. Alongside supposed apparitions of Henry, a spot has been felt around the boiler's entrance, adjacent to the ship's green room, where spiritual energy is highest.
Right.
Another of these vortexes is said to be in the pool's dressing boxes. One of the most untouched original areas of the Mary, a medium identified these boxes as being the center of spiritual energy on the ship. Not what you want to be feeling when you're getting changed, but that isn't the only meaning of the term vortex. Upon the gray ghost, Bill Sorter, the employee who spotted a ghost by the pool, experienced what he described as being pulled back in time. Once, as he zoned out, waiting for a tour to pass through the ship, he was suddenly transported back to 1966, to the end of the Queen Mary's life of service, where before he had been in the sunset of California, he was suddenly in the middle of winter with snow on the deck in New York. Sauter describes feeling the depression surrounding the crew. The Mary was retired in 66, and the crew around him knew they were losing their jobs. The experience was over in a flash, and Sauter found himself back in California, watching the last tour of the day, moving up to the ship to greet him. He has no explanation of the event, but swears it was true.
That's creepy
to me.
Very creepy. Time travel is creepy in its own, you know, by itself. To me, anyway, time travel is very creepy because, I mean, if you could pick and choose where you want to go, you've altered time. Then your reality doesn't exist.
Well, I choose it. Again, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Only in the sense that just because you were appeared in that glimpse of a moment, mm-hmm. in whatever time you go to.
Okay, let me propose something.
It's not. You're not affecting anything because if it's over in a flash, like right. However this vortex works in concept of time, then. You're not going to affect anything whatsoever.
Right. Well, I was more or less about time travel, how like if you could pick and choose time.
Oh, like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Who?
The butterfly effect.
Yeah, you go back and shoot your would-be dad. You're not.
Well, let's just put it like this.
No, you're dead.
Again, I hate going back to Marvel with this, but Marvel said it, what I want to believe as far as time travel. That's not how I think it goes. I think if you turn around and think of time travel as something like this, where, yes, you're going back in the past, but going back in the past, if you do that, it is technically your future.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, no, it is your present person's future. Mm-hmm. Like, going back in the past, meaning it was something you were meant to do, mm-hmm. meaning it's not changing anything in the past, it's... Only it's like a cycling effect,
like the Terminator.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but I mean,
The Terminator was they were going to go in the past to kill John Connor.
John Connor survives in order to be the hero of the resistance, in order to send back himself send someone back in time in order for that cycle to always repeat.
Yeah. So.
And the Terminators were just trying to kill. We were just trying to kill him to stop this.
Off topic, but let me ask you a question. I want to take a poll, Bill.
Time travel.
You guys could go back in time, and you can pick and choose the time that you go back, you're obviously picking it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
What would you change?
I would change that snort on air, man. Jesus Christ! See, that's a tough question.
Why?
Because.
All right,
well,
so I'll ask you.
Well, I know. I will. I know perfectly what I would do.
What would you do?
The greedy part of myself would buy a fuckload of Bitcoin.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm Howard Dory.
And I'm Jess Dory.
And we host Plotting Through the Presidents. We take deeply researched, deeply irreverent dives into the myths, mysteries, and scandals of the men and women who shaped America.
Join us as we dive deep into topics like...
The undeniable riz of Aaron Burr.
The what now?
And the odd feeding habits of everyone's favorite founder,
John Adams.
Subscribe and follow Plotting Through the Presidents now to plot along with us.
Find out more at plodpod.com.
Oh, dear God.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like when you want to sit there and talk about stuff like that, I don't...
Best believe we wouldn't be in this podcast. We wouldn't be doing this podcast right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's a different thing. Bro, Bitcoin, a lot of Bitcoin at this...
Well, we might be doing the podcast, but it might be not in this booth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that I mean, like, not the podcast.
Eric's like, I'm not doing this fucking podcast if I'm rich.
All right, so you would go back for financial gain.
Of course.
What would you do?
I don't want to be that person, but I'm going to be. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go back?
No. The reason is because, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you looked at it, things happen. I do believe things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. And things happen to get me to where I am today,
You wouldn't take advantage of it if you could.
You know why? Because I'm not going to change. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what I'm changing. I could change things for the worse, mm-hmm. not for the better. You don't know. But I'm not going to sit there and try to live 5 seconds more of mm-hmm. something because I know I just have to go back and not live with it. I've gotten to the point where I can sit here and say, like, whatever, like I'm accepting of the things that have happened.
Experience of the first nut the first every single time.
I've
go back.
Shut the fuck up. I've accepted the things that have happened, and I've gained to the point where I know how I am today, and to relive something or know that I can't change to fix it. It would drive me even more insane. It would just piss me off even more. So to sit there and go turn around and be like, well, I'm going to go in the back and change this. You don't know where you are or how fucked up you're going to. You could sit there and completely change something, and your life could be worse than it is now. Well, worse than it is now, or different than it is now.
If you were going back in time, you would be going back with the knowledge you have now of what happened then. If you go back in time... And say I'll give you an example. Say I go back to November 22nd, 1963. But if I go back with the knowledge that I have now, I'm altering time. Mm-hmm. If I go back there and I'm just a bystander, am I altering time? Or am I just being there at the time?
But at the same time, if you're going back there and you're not knowing...
No, you would still be altering the time because then you would have other witnesses to verify that you were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, if I had to go back, I would go
back.
They
would pop your ass.
I would go back to 1960.
Try to say that you went back in time, Dad, and you were the gunman behind those?
No, if I could go back in time and I can alter history.
Stephen King wrote a book about that.
I would literally. You would say, if I know what I know now, I would stop the Kennedy assassination.
Well, I mean, you could say that about anything.
Right. Like, that would be my drug of choice.
Yeah, I would say stop Kennedy. I would sit there and...
You're mad greedy. Like, fuck that shit. I'm being rich.
You know, I stop Kennedy. You could sit there and...
I'll be Donald Trump is what I'll be.
I don't know, man. You could sit there and do a lot. You could sit there and stop Kennedy.
I know Bitcoin. I've talked to Bitcoin. They're wonderful people.
You could... Are we done now?
Yes, we're done. too good. It was too easy to do.
You could change a lot of things in the past. Stop Kennedy from being shot. Stop Bobby Kennedy from being shot. Stop Martin Luther King from being shot. Like, there's a lot of things you sit there, but
you stop Kennedy, you stop JFK, those other ones aren't getting shot. Because at that point, they've now got control. All
right, can we get back to the Mary?
Yeah, let's get back to the portal or whatever the fuck.
Well, no, that's all the portals that we're in. I know we dilute into portals, time travel because of the portals. But there's some interesting things here also. Have you read anything about the Isolation Ward?
No, I have not.
The Isolation Ward is a pleasant area on any ship. You know, where the sick and dying are kept to live out their final days, and where prisoners are sometimes contained to atone for their crimes. Yeah, real lovely place. The Queen Mary's Isolation Ward saw its fair share of visitors over its decade of service, and it seems some never left. Visitors down there on tours during explorations have felt presences and seen shadowy figures. Perhaps too out of the ordinary... Nothing too ordinary, given it's a haunted ship. But considering the disease and deaths that took place in the room, the experience was made even more creepy. If that wasn't bad, there is a placard upon the wall of the Isolation War detailing the names of those known to have died upon the ship, as well as the causes of their death. Upon it, you see that their more passion is actually that on board than crew did. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So that you have that. Let's see. We did the portals. We did the Isolation Ward. What do we have?
What
next?
Is this? The murders in room B-47.
B-474.
Yes.
One of the most chilling stories from the Queen Mary is the murder of the family inside room B-474.
Oh my God.
For unknown reasons, their cold-blooded killer of a father strangled. The cold-blooded killer of a father strangled the mother and sisters and then shot Dana in the room's bathroom. As if the family's brutal murder was enough, the ghost of the young girl Dana is said to be still around. It is mentioned that she sometimes joins John Henry and Grumpy. We haven't talked about Grumpy yet. And has been contacted in areas where they lurk as well. Of course, B-474 is said to be rife with paranormal activity, most likely stemming from the awful events that occurred there. Dana is not a malicious ghost, though it seems. She seems pleasant. She is seen playing and occasionally heard calling out to her mother. So Dana...
So my man just said, fuck these people, and just bodied all of them.
I mean, look at that man's face. Look at him. Strangled the mother and the sister and shot the little girl. And he's like... You're on video, Dad, remember.
Did they interfere in you watching a football game is what I want to know.
Evidence.
Such incrimination upon oneself. I've never seen such shit like this. It's a fucking gang music video.
This one's creepy. This one's just called The Tall Man, Dad.
Oh, nobody got that joke.
I did, yes.
Okay.
Presumably dating back from the Queen Mary's...
The delivery sucked.
Presumably dating back to the Queen Mary's first voyages in the 1930s, comes a ghostly figure seen on many separate occasions. The man is tall with dark hair and is dressed 1930s styles clothing. He has been spotted around the first class suites...
Of course, he's rich.
Walking around only to disappear in the blink of an eye. He seems friendly, though. Guests and staff have watched him smile at them as he continues on his journey. Smiling fucks you up.
That would be like, no. That's not happening.
The rooms around the first class suites are not as chipper, though.
What if the ghetto side of someone just comes out? The fuck you smiling about? the fuck you so happy for?
Inside the rooms, lights turn on. Inside the room, lights turn on and off in the middle of the night. Phones ring, only have nobody on the other end.
Of course.
And water begins running by itself.
Of course.
One of their stars, Ryan Bergara, even reported the faucet running on its own accord in his first stay in the Mary. As he entered the room, his toothpaste fell to the floor by an unseen force. So they pushing shit. They're like a cat. They're pushing shit off the edge of the thing.
Fuck that.
Didn't ghost hunters go to this boat?
They did, yes.
They did? I gotta find that video. I probably got it sitting upstairs, but...
Well, let's go to another ghost they have. His name is Grumpy.
Grumpy!
Joe Caiola.
Was Grumpy a Jet fan?
Perhaps I spoke too soon. Grumpy is the most name affectionately given to an event experienced by multiple people around the ship, encountering the growling ghast. That's right, a ghoul that growls. Sounds strange, but there have been countless reports of snarling, growling sounding in the ears of the visitors. It's kind of like something like this. Shit like that.
If you got somebody that's growling, either you got a ghost, a poltergeist that's acting like a dick, or you got some kind of demonic activity going on. But they're not. Everything I've heard or has nothing to do with
it.
I
don't know, dude. If you're sitting there saying there's portals on the ship, you don't know what the fuck those portals are coming
from. Yeah, but nothing's being...
I mean, friendly
done.
Smiling ghosts, though.
You don't see people levitating or deporting or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Around the pools, a room under the stairs, in the boiler rooms, and down hallways, these are all the areas where Grumpy has been known to come out and play. Think about that.
So Grumpy plays.
Hold on. Well, plays, quote unquote. Think about this, though. Around the pools, we know that there's one of the portals around the pool. Because we said that for one of the lakes.
Yes, I do remember.
A room under the stairs. What creeps around rooms under the stairs, Dad?
Harry Potter.
Shut up. No.
Ogres?
No.
Trolls?
No. What is it, by thinking about ghosts and demons? Right. Don't demons usually like to hang out in places
like
that?
Are you trying to reference the Amityville Horror by any chance?
Maybe.
Okay.
A portal, that could be another portal. Boiler rooms where nobody goes. Apparently in the boiler room there's a portal also.
Boiler rooms are fucking creepy no matter what. Because
dude, our boiler room is fucking creepy.
You got a giant room that's loud with these overwhelming and overpowering machines. And there's normally only one guy somewhere in that room.
That fucks me. Okay. People have never experienced any harm when coming into contact with him, whose identity is unknown. They don't know who this person is. But occasionally his grouchiness is accompanied by the smell of cigarette smoke.
Was Grumpy one of the seven doors?
Yes. Perhaps he's trying to scare people away. Perhaps he just has a smoker's cough.
Has anybody ever seen Grumpy?
Just a figure. They don't know what the face looks like.
Okay.
Do you want to take the swimming pool, Dad? Don't you have something on the swimming pool?
I don't. I can dig that up.
I'll take it.
Are you going to do that? Because I want to go to hatch door 13.
The first class swimming pool. Countless ghost stories have come from the first class swimming pool. Many claim to hear spectral voices. One supposedly coming from Little Jackie, a 5 or 6 year old girl who reported to have drowned in one of the ship's pools. One worker, however, disputes the claim. Jesus Christ. According to the ship's logs, nobody has ever died in the first class swimming pool. So then how does it explain the ghost he saw that fateful morning? While inspecting the area before a tour, historical consultant aboard the Queen Mary, Bill Sauter, watched a woman walk down the stairs. The stairs, made from ceramic, made a lot of noise when used, but the woman descended them silently, with eyes fixed downwards. She was young, in her early 20s, wearing outdated fashion from the 1960s. Sauter saw her in plain view, but as she walked behind the pillar to greet him, she had disappeared without a trace. The young lady was also not a malevolent spirit, as Sauter felt no fear or unease, but her disappearance made him believe she was a ghost. It seems the ship has a couple of ghosts that cause no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I have on this list right now is the Lady in White. We know a lot of Lady in White stories. La Llorona. La Llorona.
There you go.
There we go.
I'm not going to try that. That is one of the horrible.
La Llorona.
I can't say that. That.
Yeah. Let's get this list started. Okay. The Lady in White, or White Lady, not a Karen, is an apparition reported by many. And there's even a photograph which may deem to be her evidence of her existence.
Oh, no.
Once the Queen Mary was a luxury liner that sailed between New York and Southampton. It's suspected the White Lady in White is one of the passengers from the time. She is often spotted around the Queen's Salon, a first-class lounge aboard the ship, wearing a long white evening gown. She's unmissable and one of the most well-known ghouls from the ship. The White Lady dances to unheard music and looms ever-present at the end of the lounge and its surrounding corridors. While not malicious, she is a well-reported spirit who has been appearing before guests for over half a century. So please go to yours, Dad, and then we'll take a break.
There's a lot of crazy photos, man. Holy shit. Anyway, I'm going to bring up something that happened in a place called Hatch Door 13. This hatch door is known as Shaft Alley, and it was the site of a gruesome accident that saw a crew member get crushed.
Shaft Alley.
One night in 1966, the watertight doors in the engine and boiler rooms were ordered to be closed. About 5 minutes later, an 18-year-old crew member from Yorkshire, England, was found crushed in the door of hatch number 13, trapped with his arms pinned to his side. Although the man was freed and carried to the hospital ward, it was way too late. He showed signs of crushing injuries to his arms, chest, and pelvis, and was bleeding from his nose. He was injected with morphine, but it was too late, and he later passed away.
How they just like inject people with drugs just for anything. It's just like... You feeling bad? Morphine.
His ghost is regularly seen around the area now, with people reporting the sound of someone running behind him and whistling. These fucking ghosts are always whistling. They were whistling at the lighthouse. They're whistling here. Right.
Fuck that.
Others have possibly made contact with the doomed crewmen, noticing spots of grease that look like fingerprints on their faces. Some have seen a figure of a bearded man in blue coveralls that looks like the man who died out in the... died out of the corner of their eye. And as several others have said, they saw an engineer wandering the hallways asking if guests had seen his wrench. But when they went back to find him, he had disappeared.
Have you seen my wrench?
That's pretty fucking creepy right there.
I would be like, what size, bro? Like what you looking for? 7/16?
Is that done in inches or is that done in millimeters?
7/16? You want millimeter? What do you want, bro?
What do you want, my guy? Is that all you have then?
That's all I got here. I mean there's more. If you want more, I can dig up more.
I think we covered a lot of these ghosts on the ship so far, don't you think, Mr. West?
I think so.
It's crazy to think that something like all of these reports that are going on.
And it's not just one person. It's multiple reports.
Right.
By many different people at many different times.
And again, there have been a lot of deaths on this ship.
That went out here and checked this stuff out, too.
Oh, many teams. Many teams. But we're going to take another short little break, and then we're going to come back and end this episode as we continue our season finale. Jesus. My whole thing with this, though, is the portals is what gets me. And we'll talk a little bit more about the portals and the potentials of these portals when we come back from break. Hey, everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What's that?
No calories, no sugars,
no fillers,
and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite is
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Okay. Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you liked this video today, please click the like and subscribe button and make sure to hit the notification icon to keep up with all our videos.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get 3 bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, 6 free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, 3 free gifts, 6 free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout.
AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com. welcome back as we continue our season finale, which is the Queen Mary Ghost Ship season 11 finale, guys. Our episode today is brought to you by Dubby. Go to dubby.gg, punch the code IsThisRealPC to get all your Dubby products 10% off with our code IsThisRealPC, all one word. As we love Dubby in this booth.
I love Dubby.
We love Dubby.
I love Dubby.
I put Dubby right into this soda that doesn't pay us any money. I'm not going to tell you what the soda is.
I dance.
All right. So as we continue with this, with Queen Mary, with all the stuff that we've talked about tonight, with the history that the Queen Mary has.
Yes.
The question is proposed. Do you think the Queen Mary is actually haunted? Or are these just occurrences that might happen? We'll start off with you, Dad.
I do believe it's haunted. I do believe there's proof. There has been video. There has been stuff that has happened. Yes, I do believe that. Is it all true? Don't know. Portals? I do believe in portals. Has anybody proven it yet? I haven't seen any evidence of that. But as far as being haunted, with all the deaths, and not so much the deaths, these are murders, people being crushed, you know, people gone mad. You know, I do believe, yes, there, with all the negative stuff that has happened, it has garnered some kind of spiritual. And to be honest with you, I remember seeing, I do believe it was a Ghost Hunters Now, where he was in the room and something happened where the nightstand, the light on the nightstand moved over time.
And I also think in the same episode, if I believe it's the Queen Mary episode, during the middle of the night, the sheets were pulled off somebody's bed.
Yeah, they were.
That's not. I hate when shit like that happens.
You don't like that particular instance?
Nah, because it's just like, the sheets were all I had to defend myself. It's just like, I'm fucked, bro. Like, I'm literally naked right now. Like, you got me.
It's like deer in a headlight, bro.
What now?
All right, Wes, do you believe the Queen Mary is haunted?
Given off everything that I've heard for tonight, I want to say yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Wes.
I am convinced.
I just want to point out how a lot of people, when I call you Wes, they say Wes, W-E-S, and not the T. I'm like, do I not say the T when I say West?
I don't know.
It's like, tell Wes. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Wes Craven? Like, Wesley Walker? Like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Wesley Snipes?
But, so hey, you know what? Mr. West over here believes it's haunted.
I do.
I do believe it's haunted also, and I do believe in portals. I honestly do, especially in this.
Well, that was part of the question too.
Well, no. I'm just saying because Dad was talking about portals before. I believe that there are portals because somehow, some way, these spirits, energies, they do have to enter our realm at some points.
That's where you and I differ, but that's.
Well, think about this. We've heard it from mediums. We've heard it from I believe it's still mediums that use the dowling rods, where they have
the divining rod.
Yeah, where they sit there and those rods are meant to. Well, I mean, in the real world, what are they meant to? To find water, isn't it, or something?
Grandpa
like that?
Monster found water. Yes.
Yeah. But they find energy, and when those energies. If there's a buildup of energy and you read it on the rods and you read it on the EMF area, if it's a high buildup of energy, then what do you consist what that is? You know, what is that particular just buildup of energy? If it's more if it's more of a consistency of a ghost, like I know there's levels of what a ghost energy reads compared to something else, but when it's something as high as they're saying it is, it has to be something else. That's just my thing right there. That's what fucks me up. But with all these other quote unquote experiences that these people have, and almost 100 years of shit that has happened on this ship, and it's still floating. It's definitely haunted. I don't care if anybody tells me.
So we have a unanimous decision of haunted?
Yes. Haunted. By Is This Real? We have determined, without ever being there, without ever being... Well, have you ever been in the state of California?
Not yet.
Without ever being in the state of California near this ship, Is This Real has determined haunted. Yeah. So shall it be said, so shall it be done.
Council?
Council. You can't do the council, Dad. But he did it correctly, though.
He did. Shout out to you.
So, as we
proceed...
With what you need, as we end this episode and this season, season 11, we close the book on season 11, the season of ghosts and aliens, which I thought was a good season.
It was okay.
You weren't expecting... Ghosts and aliens, you were expecting something different, weren't you?
I see, ghosts and aliens, to me, especially now, where, you know, the alien part, it really has picked up for me in the last 9 months of watching and learning more and more. I never really was an alien guy, but watching stuff like when I watch The Secret Skinwalker Ranch really sparked my interest. And some of the stuff that's going on in it, it's really not explainable. That really piqued my interest. Ghosts, I've always had a fascination with ghosts and stuff like that, demons and wacky shit. But
wacky shit.
It, to me, I need like there was once a famous man in our family who used to say, I need a little horror, a horror movie. So that would be exactly what this season was for me. It wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be. It is what it is.
All right. Wes, how'd you feel about this season?
It wasn't bad. I liked it. And to add to Dad's point, I actually come from aliens, by the way. So...
You're definitely not from this fucking planet.
Oh dear, Jesus Christ! Yeah, please stop.
I'm talking about my parents.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
In the words of Anthony, where'd you
change that?
In the words,
aliens are not people from other countries. I'm sorry.
In the words of Anthony, are you from Bleeplork?
Because I'll be honest with you, if aliens are, they want to classify aliens as somebody coming into the country from another country, whether they're legal or illegal. An alien that lands a spaceship on the middle of the mall in Washington is the ultimate illegal alien.
That's an extraterrestrial.
Yeah, there you go.
The aliens we're talking about are terrestrial aliens.
See, that's it's the same difference that a lot of people say aliens is illegal aliens, stuff like that. And not aliens, just like if you want to talk about Native American people, they're not Indians. All right, there is no such thing.
What is this, the woke hour? I mean,
no,
come on.
There's no such thing as an Indian. You know what an Indian is?
No.
Some guy over in India. India. That's where Indians come from.
Who the fuck is knocking?
I don't know. Probably death.
Again?
No, you know why we called them Indians? Because if Christopher fucking Columbus thought he sailed, set sail to the West
Indies.
That's
not true either, because you call people from Spain Spanish.
Uh-huh.
He calls the people from Cuba Spanish.
Cubans.
Hispanic.
Cuba is part of the Hispanic region, not Spanish.
But they speak Spanish.
Yes.
They speak Cuban.
No, they speak Spanish.
They speak Cuban.
Don't get around that. So Mexicans speak Mexican?
They speak
Cuban. Yes.
No.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Stop it. They speak Spanish. They speak Spanish with a Cuban.
So you're telling me, hold on. Hold on.
A guy from Ecuador. He can't have a conversation with a guy from Mexico.
They speak Spanish from a Cuban perspective where they add their own
dialect. They got their own dialect.
Their own slang to it.
So you're telling me that
still Spanish.
Puerto Rican and Dominican languages are the same thing.
It is literally Spanish, just spoken in different cultures. That's the only difference.
You could say the same thing about Spanish and Italian.
They're both completely different. Like, where did
they're
this
both
go?
Latin languages.
They're both Latin languages, yes, but like Spanish.
Now German's not a Latin language.
Spanish.
German's an angry language.
And Italian is. It's a Latin language, but you don't hear. There aren't people in Dominican Republic speaking Italian claiming that it's Spanish. With that, just with that, that's. I just have to say that that's like.
That's so true.
But they have similar words.
That doesn't mean that they're the same language.
Well, it's similar words. The only thing I can. They are similar. Italian.
Now somebody's speaking Latin. Run.
If you count in Spanish, it's uno, dos, tres. If you count in Italian, it's uno, dos, tres. So it's close.
So you're telling me the Spanish actually complete the words, the Italians don't. Uno, dos, tres.
Una, dos, tres.
And then una, dos, tres. That's what you're saying. Where the cuatro, fuck are we getting here?
Like, cuatro, un, dos, tres.
Un, dos, tres. Un, dos, tres.
Sette, ove, nove, dieci.
So the Italian
Italian. In Spanish, it would be uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve,
so
diez.
White, man. That's such a white.
I speak Spanish like a white guy.
Oh, yeah, to me. Oh, yeah, to me.
Yeah, I'm still working on cojones.
Oh, yeah, to me. Good night, everybody.
No, no. So next season, gentlemen, which I think is going to be interesting season.
Where the fuck did we go with this
shit? I don't know. Next season, we're talking about cults and prophecies.
My people.
They go, what?
Huh?
They go hand in hand. And it's going to be an interesting season because this is something, especially with prophecies, you could sit there as a true.
I would be a cult leader.
Has these things come true? So you, are they prophets?
Can you really fold a $20 bill together and see the towering and the twin towers on fire? I mean, seriously, come on now.
You can.
I know you can. It's pretty fucking weird, ain't it?
That's it's pretty nuts.
It's crazy shit.
That is.
Is there really
for season 12?
Is there really an owl on the corner of a dollar bill?
There is. I did this. Ooh, this is bringing back so many memories right now. I did this in St. Gerard's. I took
and
a dollar.
And then they took the dollar from you.
I took the dollar bill out, and I got a
magnifying glass.
A magnifying glass, and I looked at the corner, and there is an owl there. I'm saying that from first fucking hand experience. Staring at this dollar.
Well, to be honest with you, the next time I have a dollar bill,
it's
a married guy. I don't know what they look like these days. Oh, wait, I might have one on me.
I don't have a dollar bill on me right
now. I have a dollar bill on me.
You have a dollar bill on you? Do you have a magnifying glass?
I have my phone.
It is fucking. It's the truth. There is an owl on there.
Well, let's do it, and then we'll give the results at the beginning of next summer.
That's such an asshole thing to do.
Where is it? Hold on. Let me zoom in. I'll get the dollar back.
Follow his ass around, Eric.
No, I want to know what part of the dollar it's on.
It's supposed to be, I believe, the top right corner. But why are we doing this on air when...
I was going to ask you. I don't know. Let's go.
But yeah, so next season we're doing prophecies and cults. So please, any of our social media, you guys know by this time if you've been listening to us. And if you're new here, our social media is basically all start with Is This Real PC, all one word. Our Instagram is Israel Podcast. TikTok, we have most of our followers. We do a lot of stuff on TikTok. And please, we're building up our YouTube. We have over 300 subscribers on YouTube. And we're building day by day.
Day by day.
So please, subscribe to our YouTube page. You hear us over Buzzsprout. And you hear us on TikTok. Go to YouTube. YouTube is building. You could see our podcast episodes if you go to YouTube. So anybody who's out there, Eric, say it in Spanish for me. Anybody who's out there,
cualquier gente que están allá afuera,
go to YouTube.
Vete a YouTube.
And subscribe.
Yes.
You didn't? Okay. Can you say it in Japanese?
Yeah.
So please. Thank you guys again for another great season. Everyone, say goodnight.
Yatsumi.
Dad. Say goodnight, Big Joe. Come on.
Goodnight, Big Joe. Come on.
Okay. We'll catch you guys next season for season 12. Goodnight, everybody. Remember, everybody.
That's what I'll say in Italian and Spanish.
I found it.
Question.
It's up here.
Everything. Goodnight.
Konnichiwa, bitches. It's Ryu West speaking. If you want to find out more about the Is This Real podcast, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/IsThisRealPC or on Twitter at IsThisRealPC or on Instagram at IsThisRealPodcast, all one word.